Walt Disney World Memories Podcast, Memory 105, Legend of the Lion King. Today's memory is made possible by the recurring supporters. These are listeners like you that are helping to ensure that we can continue to produce high-quality family entertainment as we've been doing since 2006. As a thank you for their generosity, these supporters receive gifts from me like ad-free and early access to episodes. If you would like to find out how to join the recurring supporters for as little as $1 a month, visit our website at www.memories.net/support. You can now become a supporter directly through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Patreon, as well as many other ways. I hope you can agree that the work we have put into the show is worth it and would consider a small support donation. Again, to find out how you can help, go to www.memories.net/support. Hello and welcome to Memory 105 of the WDW Memories Podcast. My name is Lou and I'll once again be your host as we take this journey into another Walt Disney World memory. Okay, fall is officially here. The leaves are changing to beautiful colors here in Kentucky, the heater is on in the house, and the World Series of Baseball has begun. Yeah, my Orioles did not make the postseason, but this is still top quality baseball that is worth watching, even if you're daydreaming about Walt Disney World. Sometimes when I daydream, I think about going back to the Magic Kingdom, and I'll revisit those memories of attractions that were retired or long gone now. You know, attractions like The Legend of the Lion King, which used to run in the Fantasyland Theater. You know, the place where Mickey's Feller Magic now lives. Yeah, so right now, I don't really have a request I can fulfill. Hint, hint, guys, this is a great time to send your request in. So I get to choose. So I was looking back through my older recordings to see what I might not have shared yet, and I came across The Legend of the Lion King. Most folks may not remember The Legend of the Lion King, but it was an awesome show. It was a puppet show, but on a much larger scale. These puppets were such large scale that they, you know, some of them actually lived on carts that the puppeteers would push around from below and use various controls to articulate expressions and emotions. For example, I think I saw something on the Disney Channel years ago. It may have even been that Mickey Mouse Club redo. I may try to find the video here if I can find it on YouTube. Where they showed behind-the-scenes footage of how the characters worked. I believe the characters like Pumbaa and the lions were actually controlled by two or even three puppeteers, and I can only imagine that, you know, what kind of an athletic, choreographed dance that it really was every single show. But to the audience, it was just a wonderful way to tell a story. Sadly, this attraction was retired from the Magic Kingdom, and now all we've got left are these memories. So as always, I tossed it out to social media and got the following responses. On Facebook, Frederick wrote, "Yet another one I have not seen? I hope you're not running out of attractions to post." Don't worry, Frederick, I'm not running out yet. And sadly, it seems like most of you don't have a memory of this attraction to share. Also, don't be confused by Festival of the Lion King in the Animal Kingdom. That's not going away. Well, not exactly. I heard on another podcast this week that it's moving locations in the Animal Kingdom to make room for the Avatar Land expansion. And the show itself will be changing a bit, but it's not going away. So, like I said, this is an old memory. I recorded it in 2001 while I was in Orlando for a convention. After the seminars were done for the day, I would hop aboard the bus and head over for some fun in the parks. Today, I had gone to the Magic Kingdom, and it was a very warm evening. And as the night was winding up, I made my way back to Fantasyland to see this show for the very first time. I was led into this pre-show area where in front of me is this huge tree. In fact, it's Rafiki's tree from the movie. Suddenly, Rafiki appears. You know, he's one of those full-size characters. And he'll be our guide throughout this story. Rafiki sets up the story for us and encourages us to follow him into the main stage and to continue the story. The doors open to our right and we enter into the main stage where you feel like you've stepped into the African savannah. And we take our seat and the show begins. Today's memory is only in stereo, so while it's not required, I still suggest putting those headphones on to fully immerse yourself in the memory. Now sit back, relax, close your eyes, and come with me as we go way back in time to watch a retelling of one of the best ever Disney animated movies.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen,
Legend of the Lion King.
Just look at you two, those seeds of romance blossoming in the savannah. One day you two are going to be married.
And I can't marry her. She's my friend. It'll be so weird.
I'm sorry to bust your bubble, but it's a tradition going back generations.
Well, when I'm king, that'll be the first thing.
Be a mighty king's enemies beware.
Well, I've never seen a king of beasts with quite so little.
Be the main event the king was before. Pushing up or looking down, working up my
guard. Thus far, rather an inspiring king.
Oh, I just can't wait to be king.
You've got a long way to go, young master. You fool think.
Everybody look left. Everybody look right. Everywhere you look, I'm standing.
Again!
you aspiring to master describing the cage of denial is simply my isle. The king undisputed, respected, saluted, and seen for the wonder I am. Yes, my teeth and ambitions are bad. Be prepared.
Looks like a good spot to rustle up some grub.
Yeah, what's that?
A grub,
What's it look like?
Ew, gross.
Tastes like chicken. Slimy yet satisfying. You'll learn to love them. I'm telling you, Ted, this is a great life. No rules, no possibility. Ooh, the little flame-filled kind. And best of all, no worries. Well, kid.
Oh, well, Hakuna Matata.
That's it.
Happy bachelor life, eating bugs and grubs, until one day his childhood friend Lala showed up,
and then these sparks of romance began to flag.
He's holding back, he's hiding. What I can't decide. Why won't he be the king I know he is? The king I see inside.
Simba, you have forgotten me.
No. How could I?
You have forgotten who you are, and so forgotten me. Look inside yourself, Simba. You are more than what you have become. You must take your place in the circle of life.
How can I go back? I'm not who I used to be.
Remember who you are. You are my son. And the one true king, remember who you are.
No, please, don't leave me.
Remember.
Father, don't leave me.
So, Simba returned home, only to find a kingdom in ruins. And when he reached the border, he saw how bad things had gotten. From under Scar's tyranny, the circle of life was thrown completely out of back.
And here's my little secret. I killed Mufasa.
Thank you.
Missed that show, and for those that never saw it, go to YouTube. I'm sure there's some video out there that can help you understand what this show was. I hope you enjoyed that little travel back in time. As always, if you'd like to make a request or leave some feedback, please stop by the WDW Memories website at www-memories.net. There you can find out how to contact me, leave feedback on the show, connect with me on Google+, Facebook, Twitter, and Pinterest, view my photos on Flickr and videos on YouTube. And don't forget, you can always reach me on the voicemail line at 336-WDW-MEM-0 and leave your request or feedback that way. If you like this show and want to help others find it, a review on iTunes will help move us up those search results list. Or maybe mention us in a tweet on Facebook, on Google+, on Pinterest, or whatever your social media of choice is to help get the word out about the show. Finally, if you'd like to help support this podcast in some small way, you can click the donate button, where you'll be redirected to PayPal. Here you can make a one-time donation or a recurring donation of any amount you like. And don't forget to check out those affiliate links on the website for other great information that helps support the show. Some of those funds have already gone to the purchase of the new recorder, which has greatly improved the quality of my in-park recordings, guys. So thanks again for listening, and join me again in 2 more weeks as we relive another Walt Disney World memory. Bye.
Great! Let's have a hand for our show.